God. So if I don't know which way to go, you'll know I got it honestly. Praise God.
God is faithful.
But we're going to pray for him tonight. And I was going back through. I have so many notes. We were talking about notes the other day. Notebooks full of notes. And I need some new notebooks so I can fill them up with more notes. But I was going back through some of my notes. And I came, my eyes rested upon something that Pastor Terry had said. And I think in my notes it was labeled 2011 or something like 2011, maybe 2014, something like that. And so you guys know that she's given us this directive to pray for Brother Copeland, to carry Brother Copeland. So tonight is just an extension of that assignment. We're going to carry him, but we're going to do it specifically for this meeting tonight. And we're just taking it one step at a time. Last night we prayed and expected a result. Tonight we're going to pray and expect a result. Tomorrow night Holden's going to be leading, and we'll be expecting a result. So we never come together to pray without expecting a result. I'm sort of results oriented. I like to know that, you know, my prayers are at work. And you do that by faith, but I like to see the results of my prayer. Why not believe for an immediate result?
Amen.
Believe for that supply of the Spirit to be readily available for him. Why not believe for the prophetic anointing to come on him? Words to begin to bubble up out of the inside of him. Words that have carried that impartation that we so desire to have and that we need. See, because he's a prophet, he carries an impartation that we need. That ministry is something that we need to be able to fulfill the call that we have on our lives. And so, praise God, I just already got going. But so I just want to read this. Pastor Terry, I wish I had written down what year, but I think it was just a few years ago. Anyway, she said this: pray for Brother Copeland to snap into place.
Yep.
Y'all remember her saying that?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, pray that he walks through the door that has been opened.
Mm-hmm.
So she said that this is twofold. Firstly, we want to pray for the door to be opened.
Amen.
And then secondly, we want to pray for Brother Copeland to have the boldness to go through the door.
Mm-hmm.
So now let's go look at that in Ephesians 6. And Miss Iva touched on this last night when she was imparting to us. And in chapter 6 of Ephesians verse 18, it says, pray at all times in the Spirit. So we want to do that tonight, and we purpose in our hearts to do that, just to be over in the Spirit, be yielded to the Spirit of God, to be moved along by Him, to have words ready to come forth, but not just any words. Words that would give a supply. Words that would draw out utterance for Him. We're not just putting together, you know, bits and sounds. When we pray, and we pray in the Spirit, then there's a language that comes forth. And I like to think about that. Even sometimes I like to be mindful of that. When I'm praying in the Spirit, mindful that the words that are coming, there are words that are coming forth. I might not understand all of it. I might not, understand any of it. But there's a supply. There are words that are coming forth. There's a language that God is supernaturally giving me as I'm praying. And I just get so jazzed about that. It's such a supernatural operation when we pray. And then think about what happens when we come together and we pray corporately.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every person who brings forth that language of the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, brings forth this supply. And it all comes together into one river to make a way.
Amen.
Praise God. I sometimes I'm just in awe with God and the way he does things, the operation, the different operations of the Spirit. So we want to be in the Spirit, but we have a part to play in that. We can just by faith say, now, Lord, as we pray tonight, help us to be in the Spirit. I'm going to yield myself over to you. And now pray for me. Holy Spirit, pray through me so that whatever Brother Copeland needs tonight, he'll have it.
Come on.
The supply of the Spirit will be there for him. He won't have to struggle in any way. I don't know that he struggles a whole lot, but in case he ever did, we want to pray that that supply of the Spirit is there for him.
Amen.
Amen. So pray in the Spirit with all manner of prayer and entreaty. To that end, keep alert and watch with strong purpose and perseverance. This word watch. We've heard a lot about that word, watch, and we're to watch in the Spirit. And as we're coming together like this, right now we're watching. We're watching for what's the Spirit going to say? How is he going to lead us to pray? Last night you saw how Miss Iva, she called people up here to gather around her and to bring out prayer. And sometimes it's just interesting how prayer works, because sometimes you'll see the Spirit of God want to gather, get people close. And when you do that, it's like you begin to feed off of one another's anointing as you're praying. There's something about proximity. I don't know why I'm saying any of that. But all of that has to do with the leading of the Spirit and being in the Spirit. So we just want to do that tonight. I don't know if it'll go that way. We may do the same thing tonight. We'll follow the Spirit and see what happens. Amen. See, prayer, I like to think of prayer as an adventure. You never really know what's going to happen. And so because of that, I like to train myself to be ready to move whichever way he needs me to move, whatever he needs me, in whatever way he wants to accomplish the prayer tonight, then we have to be what? Watching for it. So we're watching tonight. To that end, keep alert and watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding in behalf of all the saints. And pray also for me, that freedom of utterance. There it is. So we are praying tonight for the door to be open, and we're praying that Brother Copeland would have freedom of utterance and boldness to go through the door. Now, look here, it says, that I may open my mouth to proclaim boldly the mystery of the good news, for which I am an ambassador in a coupling chain, that I may declare it boldly and courageously as I ought to do. And we know that one of those boldlies, I think it's the first one, if I'm not mistaken, you know, is what you typically expect the word boldly to mean. But that second one means reservoir. Well, I just want you to know, and surely you would agree, not too many people have a reservoir like what I've seen Brother Copeland have. That man has a reservoir on the inside of him. 50 years of ministry, the way he has devoted his life, preaching the gospel, teaching, laying hands on the sick, ministering, loving people, ministering to ministers, all the things that he's been. Look at this ministry. You think that this ministry happened without all of that reservoir on the inside of him? Think about the years and years that he spent praying over you, over me, over this work, over the plan of God, not just for Kenneth Copeland Ministries, but the plan of God at large. There is a reservoir on the inside of him. So we're going to pray for him tonight, that he draws from that reservoir and brings things out of the Spirit. Maybe we'll hear things we've never heard before. And I can remember Pastor Terry, you know, she teaches a lot about the ministry of the prophet. And if you're going to be able to go out to Sacramento, where are we going? Sacramento, or I'm sorry, we just, you know, we go everywhere. So if you're going to be able to go to Sacramento, or you're going to be able to watch the meetings online, or in whatever capacity, then you're gonna hear her talk about the ministry of the prophet. I'm super excited about it because there's many of you already have it, but there's a teaching that she did that's on CD that you can get that's called The Ministry of the Prophet. Most of you, how many of you have it in this room? Most everybody, praise God. Why am I talking about this thing? No, just kidding. But the ministry of the prophet is important because he's here tonight, yes. Right? Yes. So we want to give aid to that reservoir. We want him to be able to draw. And on that series, she talks about how I just, you know, and I've always wondered, were you in this prayer group that she refers to?
Yeah.
The one where y'all prayed and prayed and prayed about what was the topic? Y'all prayed.
Well, I was in all of them.
Well, she was in all of them. We have an honored guest with us, Mary Lou Thompson. She's been here forever and has prayed a lot of this into existence that you see here alongside Brother and Sister Copeland. So we love you. We thank you for all that you've done. But she talks about having a prayer time. And, you know, she'd be praying along. And I forget now, what was the topic?
The anointing.
Thank you. So she said, I was praying along, and the Lord started showing me things about the anointing. And she said, week after week, we would come back into this prayer time, and I would be praying about the anointing, and I'm taking notes. And I thought at some point I got to a place, and I thought, well, this is like I'm preparing to preach this. I think I'm going to preach this. She said, I didn't turn around good. And Brother Copeland started preaching about the anointing. And she said, I thought, well, would you look at that? He got that because we were praying about the anointing. Isn't that neat how God did that? Only to find out when she asked him about it, he said, no, I've had that. I've had that in my spirit for about 5 years, you know, in that reservoir. I've had that in my spirit for about 5 years. And, you know, I'm not, you know, just recently, though, I've been able to bring it out. So she learned something. It wasn't that she was necessarily making the way for him to get that revelation, although I know that prayer does play a part in that. But in this case, she wasn't preparing the way for the revelation. She was drawing from the reservoir.
For the utterance
to come up out of that reservoir, for him to be able to bring it out. And then she said this. She said, I just wonder how many things are in there that he hasn't been able to bring out. So see, that's part of what we're doing here tonight. We're gonna give it the old college try. We're gonna use our faith and help to draw out of that reservoir from Brother Copeland. Isn't that neat how God does that? We get to have a part in the operation of the prophetic through prayer.
On a different level.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with her.
Mm-hmm. But we're pulling for Brother Copeland now, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But being prayer leaders, we miss a lot of what she's been teaching on Sunday mornings.
That's true.
And she's teaching on the end times.
My
so
God.
We need to take a cue from that.
That's
to
right.
help her with that,
yes.
by praying for her utterance. That's
yes.
on a different level,
yes.
in a different place and
yes.
time. But I'm just...
That's good. That's
there.
A good point. Thank you.
Okay.
We'll take that direction. Check. Do that. And I know a lot of in our pre-service prayer times on Sunday, we've been devoting to, you know, praying over that Sacramento meeting. But so that's a good thing to note. We'll note that and begin to work
right
that. Yeah, we're on the right thing because guess what? Let me say this. So I have in my notes here, pray for Brother Copeland to snap into place. Pray that he walks through the door that has been opened. So twofold, pray for the door to open. Pray for him to have boldness to go through the door. And then I heard Lynn Hammond say this about doors. I can tell you when this was. So you can go look it up if you want to. This was in the European Prayer Conference for 2017. And she had ministered, and at the end they prayed. But she said this, pray that the door would be unhinged and flattened so that it can never be closed again. Praise God. So that's another concept. You know, of course, doors open and they close. So we don't want, because of the time that we're in, just exactly what you're saying, because of the time that we're in, this day, this hour, we're in this snapshot of time before the return of the Lord. There's so many things that need prayer, so many different directions. We need the Holy Spirit just to know what to pray. And not to mention what's inside the prayers, but what direction do we go tonight, Lord? Mm-hmm. Amen? Amen? So praise God. We're going to do that. But let's look at Psalm 24. Psalm 24. Praise God. Verse 7 says, lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you age abiding doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Yes, lift them up, you age abiding doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he then, this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Hallelujah. So this age abiding doors, and I have written in my Bible, vanishing point. Who has heard that before about this age abiding doors?
She got that in prayer one day.
She did. That came from Pastor Terry.
Well, yeah. She touched one time. She came over to me after she finished having the prayer group.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I touched the rapture. So that was all tied in
with that particular scripture. Praise God. I feel like we're onto something here. So, praise the Lord. Bear with me for a moment. Okay, let's turn to Ephesians 1. So nice to have y'all here tonight. I really like this scripture, and this is my foundation scripture for my own prayer group. But I'm going to start reading here in chapter 1, verse 7. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the remission of our offenses, in accordance with the riches and the generosity of his gracious favor, which he lavished upon us in every kind of wisdom and understanding. Father, we pray for every kind of wisdom and understanding for Brother Copeland tonight. We pray for that, Lord. We believe we receive wisdom and understanding on his behalf, Father, in that reservoir that's on the inside of him. We draw out wisdom and an understanding for him, Father. We make the way today, tonight, this hour, this day, in this moment, we make the way, Father. Jida la greta basso crede vesin grane moshore. Jiva la dore kede meshe zidla de boso. Zov landi vishi zili kore kede. E brain son dreta bashole idrase. Zin vale so grande bella adrese vele gorenge. En graste le veshan son de velete. Ziva la no mosho so tre kede. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Verse 10, he says here, he planned for the maturity of the times and the climax of the ages to unify all things and head them up and consummate them in Christ, both things in heaven and things on the earth. In him, we also were made God's heritage, and we obtained an inheritance. Praise God. For we had been foreordained in accordance with his purpose. Father, you foreordained us in accordance with your purpose for this time of prayer tonight. You called this group together to pray, Father. And we believe that as we continue on praying tonight, the utterance will flow freely from each one of us to prepare the way, to prepare the way, to prepare this platform for Brother Copeland to step into tonight, that the anointing is there. Your word is there. The glory of God would be there. The angelic hosts moving and operating and flowing, working with us tonight, Lord. Ebrese divi shudu kureke de gebrande bese. Zivalando resimbri kada bakore ngede. Zindare gore kada brogada mangre kebeshe de de. Andrasan vikore gide belangrata ba. Soaring, soaring, soaring tonight, Father. Soaring tonight. Vure kada boreke ne meshkede. Out, out, out in the spirit. Soaring out in the spirit tonight, Father. Embraza vore kena mangre te vede. Embriva da lore gede meshke dede. That impartation would go over the waves, the waves, the waves of the spirit, the waves of the spirit, the waves of the spirit. Embraza rangre tabrona masendeya ayere legre. Angri sangstai lungre te signs, Lord. Signs, Father. We pray for signs tonight, Lord. Signs and wonders, Father. Endrasa goreke de breta brenga. Ibrando la sende la songrete. Unveil it, Father. Take the mask off, Lord. Endresan vele kusto. Open the eyes, Father. Open the eyes, the spiritual eyes, Father. Open the eyes. Eyes that would see and ears that would hear tonight, Father. We pray. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. And Father, we pray that doors of utterance would be open tonight for Brother Copeland. Doors of utterance for him to walk through. Father, pathways of utterance. We pray over those doors. Just like she said here, pray that the doors would be unhinged and flattened so they can never be closed again. Doors of utterance open to Brother Copeland. Doors that he would walk freely through and not be concerned about being shut off from those things. Father, doors that would stay open to him. A free line of communication, Father. We thank you, Lord. I give you praise. I give you praise, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, this was curious. I found this in my notes, too. And this was Pastor Terry. She said this, and I have written down here one of the D.C. meetings. I don't know what year. But she said, authority is increasing. The Lord will put a mantle in leaders that they think is too big for them to handle. So we must pray. We must pray. It's just like she said over here, pray for him to have the boldness to go through the door. So, Father, we do that now. We lift up Brother Copeland to you tonight, Lord. We pray, Lord, that Bressing Grahan Greta Bragada, Egleda Valangleda Volokorekede, Igraha Samprede Valangreta Vashore, Nilain non tai sutretin be, Ibrodo Vankrende Beshede. Father, bring him out into a broad place now. To the broad place, Father. And vresten karange de gesteje. Gilain dulain dulain zan vilenglein dambase. Voisten vashkirivate. His voice, Father. His voice, Lord. We pray over his voice, Father. And bresi grede veshke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
His voice, Father. Keep praying. Ingresan breda vaso croto voce. Voicing, 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 voicing. The voicing, Father. We pray over the voicing, Lord. Andrisa le gronde vache. Givalando vosso do vesti granda vasci zidili goreke, gevrege da vasco renge di giva, anvelan vaste jetra za vasho, zevlan goreka da vosho zoto vodidi ingrida. Voice, the voice, the voice, the voice, the voice of the Lord, the voice of the Lord, we call you forth, the voice of the Lord. Ombran sin velan gresan vashes ilangrete. Oh, give voice to it. Give voice to it tonight. Give voice to it tonight. Honor us tonight, God. Honor us tonight, Father. Speak the word to us, Lord. We thank you for that. Hallelujah. Erase breke de vicrede. Gracing him, Father. A granted grace place. A granted place of grace tonight, Father. Grant Brother Copeland grace tonight. Grace to impart. Grace to draw from the Spirit. Grace to bring forth the prophetic, Father. We pray for that. We ask you for that, Lord. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian, like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord splits and flashes forth forked lightning. The voice of the Lord makes the wilderness tremble. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the hinds bring forth their young, and his voice strips bare the forest. While in his temple, everyone is saying, glory, glory, glory. The Lord sat as king over the deluge. The Lord still sits as king and forever. The Lord will give unyielding, impenetrable strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Now, Father, we pray over that strength tonight for Brother Copeland. Father, we pray for that for him. We pray that the strength of the Lord would be upon him, that he would be strong spirit, soul, and body. That the strength of the Lord would come upon him in a way that brising gritan vake de gefe, in vine dore canain berenge, ibrasan vigolen granda. Bring it forward, Lord. Bring it forward, Lord. Bring it forward, Lord. Bring it out. Bring it out and bring it forward, Lord. Bring it out and bring it forward in the strength of the Lord and the power of the Lord and the might of the Lord. Bring it forward, Lord. Arega da vacre che deveshe. Ziva la nava songre ne masende. Ziv lango vroco do vosede. Abreva randi brica da vagrocode. Ginglas en gleta vlange de vela glonda vase. En vela vanstele in velasele. Alain grasan vosto jese televan. Voicing, voicing, voicing. Voicing, voicing, voicing. Voicing, voicing, voicing. En bresan de veleca reke. Mila olandi loresa. En dresan vache. Jo, jo, sizila andreva angovola. Angreste, unveil, 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 unveil tonight, Father. Unveil tonight, Father. Unveil tonight, Lord. Ambrosangivesha. Ejala dorakine mishia. Lolan demoshendile. Morstiglantine Kovlekadavaso, and veil and veil and veil and veil and veil and veil. Bring it forward, Lord. Bring it out, Lord. Bring it to the surface, Father. And bresengre. And then the bresavalagadavrakada. And the brikadavase. To bring it up and bring it out. Borekada. To bring it out, vosede. To distribute. Bresengreke. As it goes forth, Lord, making the way for the Lord, making the way for the Lord, making the way for the Lord. And break in the meshta. Break it open, Lord. Break it open, Lord. Break it open. Break it open, Lord. Break it open. Break it open, Lord. And bring rata bakureke. And bring the volode. Rizabala greta broko. Minde le sodraseve. Molendre se correke de geshe. La retoreta ravrate vashon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I go back and think about those age abiding doors. And here's another little nugget for you. Pray for these are prayer directives. Pray for the genius of God to implement these moves of the Spirit to facilitate the operations of the age. The operations of the age. Pray for the genius of God to implement these moves of the Spirit to facilitate the operations of the age. My God. My God. See, we're in this time frame where God is doing wonderful, marvelous things. You know, the scripture tells us we'll see things that we haven't seen before. Well, you know, I get excited about that. So I want to pray about it. So, Lord, we yield ourselves to that now, Lord. Facilitating the operations of the age. Father, we pray over that now. Now, just turn your prayers. Just pray in the Spirit, but let's turn our prayers on that. Just let's turn our prayers toward it. Ebrisinda le kore. Edola sandala de lese. Avolekida velange de gebelese. Oh, Father, I pray now over the mysteries, Lord. The mysteries for the age. The mysteries, Father, for the age. The equippings, Father, for this day, for this hour, for this time, Father. The impartations, Father, I pray over giftings now. The giftings, Lord. The giftings from on the inside of people. Ebrasigro dovrangede, mindrasa brekede veshe, vale grotto ve sitra vende vesanda velodo vrake, and vresa, 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 vresa. Just stir that, Lord. Ligrando vrasivro dimasilo, o brasingre te vrai anzolin, lo vrekede vos. Bostin breta vasori, igritan vekesta sontra, and brikantovran. Operations of the age. Operations of the age, Father. Operations of the age, Lord. Adisore gidi brange dede. Ibruduvlang de voleki de valense. De bora ida braise, and saint travote basse. Oh, the travailing in the Spirit will increase now. Ambroson greta vakureke. For bringing those things forward. For bringing those operations out now. Out of the mystery places. Out of the mystery places. Out of the holding places, Lord. Out of the holding places, Father. To be distributed among the body. Ebrese ingrata vasora. Father, we pray for your angelic assistance, Lord. For assistance, Father. We call for assistance, Lord. We call for it, Lord. Assistance in this facilitation for the age. Abriza vogore egrege de gozende de se de veshi azalo do vasole indisha dorete anvreka da vokorengi da bashende la vaso vasol la soul the soul the soul. Oh, receive lakita mbreta evdashe andras da fajdolakle. Dressed for the occasion. Dressed for the occasion. Dressed for the occasion, Lord. Ira di volete. Andrida vaso crede. Dora di bulungre de vashe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Arreda vaso crede. Mingrate vosore. Zela dorandi mosso di girian. Dress, Lord. Dress, dressed for the occasion, Lord. Father, we pray that over Brother Copeland tonight, that he is dressed for the occasion, Father. Dressed in the Spirit. Dressed and wrapped in your very presence tonight, Lord. Father, that he is wrapped in your very presence, Lord. And as he speaks tonight, Father, we pray that he's so connected to you, so connected to the voice of the Spirit, so connected to the Holy Spirit, that we will know as we hear him speak that it's you speaking. It is you speaking. It is your very voice that is speaking, Lord. We pray over that tonight. We make a way for it, Father. Izan tore se davoshore. Now, begin to pray in the Spirit, but this time, do it real soft, really gentle. Isarete. Intore, lift your hands up. Idrasa le corate. Ijole dovrato vogre dama. Imonde la sofra eto vangre. Ibroto vasintri dovade. I gross dora kito breni mesce. Shasotora gireta vajonde. I sopre di mori angre ne mesce. I jaile goreto vasende vose. I voice it, Lord. We voice it together, Father. Oriba donna shigle dovare. Embreso lo dovagrede. I brosso stonte le vitra dei amorzi coriane. And Father, as we come together into this place tonight, the seeds that have been sown, Father, the seeds that have been sown, Lord, the seeds of the word that have been sown, Father, that harvest would come forth, the harvest of the word that's been sown here. Ole grace de veshe. Father, I pray over the people tonight. Lord, I pray that their hearts would be prepared to receive, Lord, to receive the words that Brother Copeland would speak out loud, Father. But also, Father, that their hearts would be ready to hear from you. Father, speak to your people. Speak to them. Speak into their hearts, Lord. Say things to them. Give them encouragement. The things that they need to hear from you. Answers to questions, Lord. Make things clear, Father. People come in who need an answer. Need a word from you, Lord. We pray, Lord. We pray for them that their hearts would be prepared to receive from you. Father, we pray that you would give them each one, ears that would hear. Give them eyes that would see. Help them to see over into the Spirit. Help them, Lord, we ask that you would help them to see things the way that you see them and to hear things the way that you hear them. Lord, we just thank you for everyone coming. Lord, we pray over the staff.
We pray over the music team, Father. We pray that there's a great cooperation of the Spirit tonight. From Brother Copeland, the music team, every aspect of ministry, the TV, all of the airwaves, Father, everything that has to do with every available voice, Lord. We pray over each one. Lord, we believe we receive on your behalf, on behalf of the plan of God, the plan of God for people, the plan of God for people, Father. We stand before you tonight and we thank you for allowing us to come together like this and pray and give voice to your plan for people, to make a difference in every life, Lord. Lord, we know that you're all about people. You're all about people. That you love us and you care for us. And you've prepared the way. So, by faith, we believe the answers will come tonight. Encouragement will come tonight. Healing will come tonight. Direction will come tonight. Whatever we need, Lord, we believe we receive it. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. We bless you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Did you have anything? I'm going to let you go. We're just a couple minutes early. But thank you for coming. Thank you for bringing your supply. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless you. We'll be back here tomorrow night at the same time, 6 o'clock, to pray. If you can come, we invite you. Yes? Tomorrow morning, if you're a part of Friday prayer, if you want to come to the Friday prayer meeting, we'll be there at 6.